Well, we're going to find out. You know, Alex is going to get an opportunity to move up and play more minutes, and he's a responsible player. You know, can he provide more, you know, on both sides of the puck? I don't expect him to just be a defender, and I don't expect him to go chasing the game offensively. You know, he's with some good players, and they can play a good, responsible two-way game, and that's all that's expected of him. This is his third season, so it's time to give him an opportunity, and he adds speed to the line, and that's one of the things that I was looking at to try to fit him in there and see how he does.
Is it fair to expect an offensive game from him because of his skill set? I mean, he looks so skilled, but does that automatically mean that he's an offensive player?
Well, you know, he can't not going to be able to do it alone. He's got some good wingers, so he'll get more minutes, and he'll probably face heavier opponents too. So that's what we have to see. You know, he's a young player and that has experience, and he's got to find his way, and you have to be a little bit patient and allow him to find that way. So, you know, I don't need him to try to carry everything. Just make a contribution in the game.
Coach James Wright was profiting. He put highly of the kid. What have you seen out of him? What do you like about him?
Well, I didn't know him beforehand. You know, he's a dependable player. Like, he's a very good fourth line winger. Skates well, and he's strong on pucks. He's really no maintenance. He's all of what I was told from our scouts and what we were getting. And, to me, he's looked more comfortable every game. And he's a guy you can trust putting him on the ice. He's a good teammate. There's a lot of good things about James.
Well, moving Bernie up, is it also meant to spark Andrew and Brian as well?
Well, not really. I think Brian and Andrew have been fine, you know. Just trying to find it depends. We're trying to get some speed, you know, through our lineup, at least in the top two lines. That's one of the areas. So for me, moving Bermy up there, you know, it gives us speed through the middle of the ice, which is what we didn't have with Antro. And so I'm trying to get a little bit more speed there. You know, so it's not really meant to spark those guys. I've had no trouble with those guys. They've been good. Well, where you might lack some speed, they have experience, and I think that's important. We're trying to get to a position where we feel we have a lineup that enables us to win with experience and some other elements, and so that's what we're trying to do. You know, you don't know if this is going to work. You're going to see how it's going to go. You know, for us, we're desperate to win a game. We have to be good in the game, and with that line, they've played together in the past, so they know each other. Antro and Wellwood were together a lot last year. They have a lot of chemistry together, so we're hoping that gets re-energized again tonight.
Chris Sneed's had a lot of success with the facility.
No, he's been, it's not like we don't know who he is. He's been, he was there, he was effective last year and, again this year, and he's a guy we have to recognize he's on the ice. But we know he's there, and we're going to have to try to make sure that he doesn't get on the board. That's going to be our job, but we got to keep not only him but them off special teams the best we can and not give them those opportunities, because Campbell's going very well in that department, and, Versteeg has always done well against us, so we have to make sure that we're paying attention to him and the other, and Campbell. Oh, yeah. I think the same passion is there. You know, they get right into the games. And for me, they expect more this year. And I think they should expect more this year. We expect more from where we were last year. So for us, that's all good stuff. And but the fans are just as passionate as they were last year. I don't see any changes there. They're right into the games. And there's some type of, I don't know how to describe it, but it's an electric building. It's a great place to play, and we'd like to make it difficult for opponents. Yeah, it won't be in the game tonight, but it's getting better, and so we're just day to day and trying to hope that this thing gets resolved. Just have to be patient. He's going to have to, we're going to have to try and get him in practice with us first, so that's the one thing. There's a possibility for Thursday. We're just not quite sure yet.
Freddie Wilhoff.
Well, we're going to have to make sure that he's moving around, let's put it that way. So, you know, whether it's a pregame skate or not, that'll be determined by a lot of different things. Bogosian is close to joining the team, you know, so without putting a time frame on that, he's close to joining the team and start skating with us, which it'll be good for us and him.
Okay, guys.
Thanks, guys.